Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tech 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Kuf Gimel, Zvachim 103a, pagination is 205. We'll start from the Mishnah at the top of the page. Kol shelo zocha hamizbeach bevesara, if a korban did not proceed as kosher to the point that its meat will make it to the mizbeach, if that did not happen, lo zochu kohanim be'ora, then the Kohanim do not get the hide of that animal. Shenemar, this is based on the Pasuk, Olas Ish, the Ola of a person, Ola Sha'olsa Le'ish, and we understand that to mean a carbon Ola that satisfied the requirement of the Ola that this person had. And if that wasn't achieved, it wasn't accepted on the Mizbeach level, then the hide does not go to the Kohanim. What we're talking about here is a pasuk Vayikra Zayin Ches that tells us that the Or HaOla LaKohen, that when a person brings a korban ola, the Or, the hide, goes to the Kohen. And this, by the way, is a major source of income for the Kohanim. Not every korban had its hide going to the Kohanim, but of those that did, the Kodshei Kadoshim, it would only go, the Mishnah says, if the animal was kosher, if the animal was satisfying the requirements. If you'll take a look about six lines down on the page, Oros Kodshim Kalim Lebailim, the hide of the lesser level of Kodshim goes to the owner. The owner gets to keep that, like a Shlamim. But Oros Kodshei Kadoshim, but if it's the higher level of holiness, L'Kohanim, then it goes to the Kohanim, and those are Karbanos, like the Chatas, the Asham, and Karbanos Tzibur. If it's Kodshei Kadoshim, then it's going to go to the Kohanim. But as our Mishnah is telling us, if it's possible on some level, then just like the meat doesn't go to the Mizbeach, so the hide doesn't go to the Kohanim. What does happen to it? So what would happen in the case of Kodshei Kodoshim is that it would be burnt the way it is, but not on the Mizbeach. If you'll turn the page towards the bottom of Amud Beis, you'll see another Mishnah. It's about five lines into the wides. And over here we consider what happened if a psul happened before the animal was stripped of its hide, or if the psul happened after the animal was stripped of his hide. And of course, the classic question is going to be, what happened if it was possible before it was stripped, but they didn't know, and therefore they stripped it of its hide, and now we found out that it was always possible? Does that get burnt, meat and hide together, outside, not on the Mizbeach? Or, once the hide is stripped, since we didn't know about the psul, will the hide go to the Kohanim? So let's see the Mishnah. Kol ha-kadoshim she'ira b'hen psul, any time in kadoshim that the problem came about kodem lehev sheitan, before it was stripped of its hide, ein oroseyan lekohanim, the hide does not go to the kohanim. La'acher hev sheitan, if the psul didn't occur until after it was stripped of its hide, oroseyan lekohanim, then the hide does go to the kohanim. And that's the simple ruling, that it became possible before or after. However, we have the more sophisticated case, which I said would be the classic brain teaser, the question over here, where we find out now that it was always possible. Is that like possible before stripping of its hide or after? Oh, my Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKohanim, Rabbi Chanina the Sgan HaKohanim said, Miyomai, in all of my days of service, Lo Ra'isi Or Sheyotze Leves HaSreifa, I never saw a hide on its own that went to be burnt. Meaning, there were times that a carbon was found to be pasul, and it was routed directly to be burnt, but then the hide and the meat were together. But once it was stripped, and it would have been stripped, it would have been skinned, because we didn't know that it was pasul. And then we found out it's pasul. He says, I never saw that they were sending hide on its own, detached, to the Beis HaSreifa to be burnt, and therefore he holds, apparently, what's the reason? Because once it's skinned, once it's stripped of the animal, it's not going to go Beis HaSreifa. Amar Rabbi Akiva midvarav lamadnu, from the words of Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim, we can learn, she'amav shetes habechor, if they're skinning the animal, the firstborn animal that's being brought, v'nimtza treifa, and it turns out that it's a treifa, that it's not kosher, she'yosu al kohanim ba'oda, that the kohanim do get the hide, because once it's stripped from the animal, the fact that it turns out that it was always non-kosher doesn't faze us. It's already been detached and it does not get burnt. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say, ein lo ra'inu raya. To say lo ra'inu, that's not a proof. The fact that Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim never encountered such a case that the hide was going separately to be burnt, because it turns out that it's part of an animal that was never kosher, he never saw it. That doesn't prove it never happened. That doesn't prove that that's the rule. Ela yetze leves hasreifa, the chachamim hold that even though it's been detached, if it turns out that it was always pasul, then it would get burnt together with the meat. The case that we were discussing in the start of the Mishnah was that it never actually became tamei until after it was skinned. And in such a case, the hide, having been detached, allocated to the Kohanim, would indeed go to the Kohanim and not be burnt. But if it turns out that it was always pasul, so then the skinning was done mistakenly. Everything is pasul and everything would get burnt. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.